You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Crack the Whip by Vera Allen. Morena, Vera, how are you?
Morena, I'm good.
It's not actually the morning for you right now, though. You're in
No.
You're in LA at the moment. What time of the day is it?
It's 1 p.m.
Oh, nice. Okay, not too bad then.
Not too bad, no.
Hey, congratulations on your record. It's your birthday being out this morning for us and today for you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited. It's sort of weird because it's not out officially over here, but it is in New Zealand, so it's like a weird feeling where I feel like a bit of an imposter or something.
We got the sort of time zone jump on that one there, which is always a, you know, benefit of being the first country in the world to see the sun or whatever way it works out. Vera, it's a great record. I've been so looking forward to it coming out, and I've loved all of the singles. It's got a sort of like kind of joyful chaos to some of them, and there's just a catharsis that runs through all of the tracks. Tell us a little bit about how you wrote this, because I believe it's been quite a long time in the making for you, some of these songs.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's funny, I'll kind of go through each song mentally, and each one has such a different origin story. But I think the main thing is I demoed it all out on GarageBand over the last sort of few years, and a bunch of them were meant to be on other releases I put out and just never quite felt like they were ready. So yeah, it was sort of just like over a long period of time, and it was sort of like each song would come in sort of a moment of desperation at that given time, and then I would sort of forget about it. And then, you know, when I put them all together, I was like, oh, there's a story here. Yeah.
It is kind of, I think, interesting, because they do feel like very particular snapshots, but as you say, there is this through line that holds the whole record quite comfortably together. Do you think that when you kind of sort of looked back on those things, you could see where you as a person and you as a musician were kind of coming from in a sort of journey sense? Does that make any sense at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, but I think what's really funny is that you can kind of do that with albums, or you can do that with art or music, but the reality of life is so not linear in that way.
Yeah.
So I'll think about it, and I'll, like, for example, say, like, Stuck With Me or Yuppie Farm, like, that's two separate heartbreaks, but it feels like it's just the journey of the same heartbreak, you know? So things like that, yeah.
How do you write about that kind of, because I mean, writing about stuff that feels really raw feels quite personal. Do you find that hard, interesting, necessary? What's that like for you?
I think it's just my creative process. It's how I deal with things. Like, I think sometimes I really struggle with understanding how I feel about things or articulating that to anybody, or so I think this is my way of articulating how I feel about something and working through it. Definitely.
The last few times we've spoken to you, it's all kind of been within the context of COVID, and that being just such an unavoidable part of being a creative at the moment, because releasing music is different, touring is different or not happening. You're back in Los Angeles at the moment, and you have been playing some shows with your other group, Girl Friday. How has it been kind of stepping back into that space? Because you were over here for part of the pandemic as well.
I was. It's been really nuts, like, doing that tour. We did a West Coast tour, and, you know, here what you do is you have to show your vaccination at the bar, and then you've got to, wear your mask, you know, inside and out, and everyone's really careful with social distancing and all that. So it's a different system. It's not like how touring used to be. And obviously, you know, people might choose to not come out because, you know, it's dangerous and all this type of thing. So it was really strange and interesting experience, and kind of weird, but felt really beautiful, because I think people hadn't had live music for so long that there was just something really nice about it, and felt like everyone was really appreciative of it and understood, like, I don't know, how to keep things safe to the best of everyone's ability and stuff. Weird time. It is a weird time to be putting out an album.
Is it something that you feel like, does this music feel like stuff you would want to play live? I know sometimes people write tracks and they're like, that's one that I just want to have as a recording, and it's not something I want to take onto the stage necessarily. This feels like an album that would be great to hear live. Is that something you have in your eventual plans for it?
Yes, absolutely. All of these songs I have and plan to play live, so I am lucky in that sense. I know what you mean, it can be tricky with certain records, but this is definitely a live album for me, I think. But I also did, I also am coming back to New Zealand, so I'm very excited about that. I got a spot.
Well done. That's pretty hard to do at the moment.
Oh yeah, it was not easy. I've been trying to get back since, I think, April, May maybe. I finally did it, so I'm super excited to come and be able to play again.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you when you do get over here, and I think we'll probably be more at a stage, it's looking like we will be at the vaccine passport masked sort of gig stage as well by then, which will be,
right.
I think, an adjustment for people. But I think it's nice to hear that there is a way that it's happening that feels, you know, like the community is out there supporting each other. And that's something that I think probably people in lockdown at the moment can take a wee bit of heart from. And yeah. Having good new records is something that is really getting people through right now. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the title track, It's Your Birthday, okay. Because yeah. I love it. It's the most recent single you put out before the album dropped today. And I just think it's kind of, it almost seems like you're sitting in a character sometimes. Is this all yourself? How does this song kind of feel for you?
Yeah, I think now it feels like a character. At the time, it was pretty sincere. that song almost chronicles, like, it relates to a particular evening that I had over there, and for example, the line about, I can't remember my own lyrics, but, about, you know, the mum just being disappointed and, like, thinking about, you know, just being, like, gross and, like, not, you know, having some crazy night and not looking after yourself and, like, all of that type of thing.
Yeah.
That I've hopefully grown out of a little bit now, but definitely at the time was just a real concern, like, wow, what am I doing? My mum would be so disappointed.
That, I think everybody's had a hangover yeah. where they thought, I am really glad my mum doesn't know what's happening right now.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's a definite favourite of mine too, because I don't know why actually, but I think it was one of the earliest, one of the older songs on the album, and it's obviously the name of the record too, so it feels like a special track for sure.
It must be pretty cool to be out on Flying Nun as well. That's like, I mean, such a label with history and roots in the kind of guitar narrative of Aotearoa, which is a pretty cool thing in many ways. Has it been like an exciting process releasing through that?
Definitely, yeah. It's something I really did dream about when I was younger and was always really curious about and didn't really think it would ever be an option for me. So, and this is the first time I've done anything with my solo stuff with the label. Everything else I've just done myself and put out through Bandcamp, and that's it for since I was, I think, my first release when I was 16 or something. So it's been a long time coming, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, thank you for putting out some excellent music for us to listen to, Vera, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in Aotearoa in the near future and at a gig hopefully as well. So take care and enjoy the American celebration tomorrow for you.
Yep.
Thanks for chatting awesome. To us this morning, or this afternoon for you in LA. Cheers, Vera.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I'm so high, you couldn't touch me if you tried. I'm so thankful for this life. I'll be 21 until the day I die. If my mother us now, she would crawl up on the ground and make comments about my skin and the room I'm living in and how I trust you with my life when I only met you twice. Do, 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 do. Sipping wine on the beach with you. It's your birthday, you do you. I guess I have no excuse. I don't know why I do these things. I only know I like the feeling of your hand around my neck when my head is in the sand.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.